For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. A local rock music legend has partnered with the Ontario International Airport to bring his products to the airport. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
Sammy Hagar, who was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the band Van Halen, was born in Fontana and retains much of his Inland Empire roots. Now Hagar is partnering with Ontario International Airport to bring his tequila and rum brands to the airport. Hagar's Santos Tequila and Sammy's Beach Bar Rum are being sold at the airport, and officials say their sales have, quote, exceeded expectations, according to a press release. Ontario International Airport is ranked the fastest-growing airport in the United States and recently assumed in-house control of airport advertising. That, airport officials say, is what led to the partnership with Hagar. Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.
Proposed federal infrastructure funding has transportation planners taking another look at a Los Angeles to Las Vegas passenger route that Amtrak stopped in 1997. They're also examining a high-speed rail line along the Interstate 15 corridor to Victorville, California. But questions remain. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reports that President Joe Biden's $2.3 trillion jobs bill would finance Amtrak's plan to expand service nationwide and launch multiple new routes, including one between Southern Nevada and Southern California. The measure might also provide funding for Brightline West's project to have trains whisking at up to 200 miles per hour on a route generally along the congested interstate. Fire crews are initiating more prescribed burning in the Big Bear area of the San Bernardino National Forest this week. 229 acres will be targeted to the south of the city of Big Bear Lake. Smoke will be visible. At least 3 days of burning have been scheduled this week, beginning today, April 20th. Optimal weather conditions for safe and productive ignitions prompted the scheduling of this week's prescribed burns. Predicted overnight relative humidity recoveries are expected to limit smoke dispersion into the communities, but residents and visitors should be aware smoke may be noticeable. This week's planned burns, along with previous and future ones across Bear Valley, cumulatively builds and maintains a buffer around the community. That buffer changes fuel-driven fire behavior by slowing it down while also creating a safe space for firefighters to work. A bill before Nevada lawmakers would ban so-called ghost guns, which are increasingly being used in crimes. In Los Angeles, police recovered more than 700 of them at crime scenes last year that were produced by a single Nevada-based company, Polymer 80. LA City Attorney Mike Feuer is leading a lawsuit against the company.
Ghost guns, which are guns that don't have a serial number, so they can't easily be traced, are rapidly emerging as the weapon of choice for criminals.
Feuer supports the proposed Nevada law, which he says would help reduce the supply of crime guns in both states. The Biden administration also has plans to reduce the number of ghost guns in circulation, which advocates say could be achieved through a regulatory change rather than new legislation. So many people are buying electric vehicles now that the California Air Resources Board, or CARB, says it expects rebates for the statewide Clean Vehicle Rebate Project to be exhausted in a month. The agency will set up a waiting list while it waits for lawmakers to approve more funding. Melanie Turner with CARB says there are also other programs offered to people buying EVs, including Clean Cars for All.
It offers up to $9,500 for scrapping an older car and replacing it with an electric vehicle. And then the Clean Vehicle Assistance Program is statewide and offers grants up to $5,000 to pay for either a hybrid electric vehicle or a plug-in electric vehicle.
More than 145,000 EVs were sold in California in 2020, with most sales taking place in the latter half of the year. California is by far and away the biggest EV market in the U.S. and ranks second worldwide behind China. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.